BBC News with Sue Montgomery. New Zealand police believe there was only one gunman involved in the shooting at two mosques in Christchurch on Friday that killed 49 people. Police Commissioner Mike Bush said he'd not seen anything to suggest there was more than one person involved. A 28-year-old man has appeared in court, charged with one count of murder. A local journalist, Emma Cropper, was in court.
That was a very brief appearance. It was a matter of minutes. He was handcuffed. He was flanked by police when he appeared, and he remained calm and basically emotionless in the dock throughout his appearance. Because of safety reasons, the public weren't actually allowed inside for that appearance, and armed police were surrounding the courthouse, the streets. They had been cordoned off throughout that appearance as well.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, has told Muslim leaders that the country stands with their community in grief. At a news conference in Wellington, Ms Ardern, wearing a black scarf over her head, said the people of New Zealand were ready to help the Muslim community. She also promised to investigate far-right extremists.
I want to be very clear, though, that our intelligence community and police are focused on extremism of every kind. Given global indicators around far-right extremism, our intelligence community has been stepping up their investigations in this area.
Polls have opened in Slovakia, where voters are choosing a new president. A liberal anti-corruption campaigner is the favourite to win the first round of voting. Rory Gallimore reports.
A year ago, Zuzana Čaputová was best known in Slovakia as a lawyer who helped stop the construction of a landfill site. Now she's the frontrunner to be the next president. The murder of the investigative journalist Jan Kuciak last year prompted widespread anti-government anger. He'd been looking into corrupt ties between politicians and businesses. When he was shot dead, there were mass protests, forcing Robert Fico to resign as prime minister. No single candidate is expected to win enough votes today to avoid a runoff election, which is scheduled for later this month.
State media in Mozambique say at least 19 people have been killed as a result of tropical cyclone Idai. The coastal city of Beira, which is home to 500,000 people, was in effect cut off by the storm. Roads have been flooded and power lines brought down. The city's airport was forced to close. BBC News.